This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, January 20th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Global IT spending contracts in 2022, but cloud and consulting services remain steady and on the rise. And companies exploiting federal labor laws with titles instead of overtime pay. This is the Business of Tech. Let's go right to the Wall Street Journal. Quote, global IT spending contracted 0.2% in 2022, dropping to $4.38 trillion, a rare instance of corporations spending less on digital business tools than in the previous year, according to IT consulting and research firm Gartner. Gartner had initially estimated that IT spending had increased 0.8% last year. The firm now expects spending to increase 2.4% this year, less than half the rate of its previous estimate in October, as economic uncertainties continue to rattle markets, Gartner said in a report Wednesday. Spending on business software and IT services is expected to remain steady year over year, together accounting for more than $2.16 trillion in projected spending in 2023. Within IT services, spending on consulting services alone is projected to reach $264 billion, up 6.7% from 2022. And new related data from IDC. Quote, spending on compute and storage infrastructure products for cloud deployments, including dedicated and shared IT environments, increased 24.7% year over year in the third quarter of 2022 to $23.9 billion. Spending on cloud infrastructure continues to outgrow the non-cloud segment, although the latter had strong growth in the third quarter of 2022 as well, increasing at 16.5% year over year to $16.8 billion. The market continues to benefit from high demand and large backlogs, coupled with an improving infrastructure supply chain. Spending on shared cloud infrastructure reached $16.8 billion in the quarter, increasing 24.4% compared to a year ago. IDC expects to see continuous strong demand for shared cloud infrastructure, with spending expected to surpass non-cloud infrastructure in 2023. The dedicated cloud infrastructure segment grew 25.3% year-over-year in the third quarter to $7.1 billion. Of the total dedicated cloud infrastructure, 45.2% was deployed on customer premises. Why do we care? Well, the turbulence begins. One perspective would be that the turbulence is in the predictions rather than the actual implementation. The market will move along some wavy line. It's the predictions that may be far more variable. Within the Gartner prediction, note that IT services will be steady and consulting alone is increasing. That's positive. And why I also noted the IDC data, the cloud is going up. So cloud plus consulting seems like a winning combination to me. So are titles effective compensation? A new study looked into this and found it may be an exploitation of federal labor laws. Let's quote Vice and excuse the language in advance. But today, many such workers are managers in name only, and the national threshold is only $455 a week, or under $24,000 a year. Cohen and his fellow researchers scoured job listings in the 2010s and discovered that right above that weekly $455 threshold, there was a 485% increase in the number of salary positions with fancy-sounding managerial titles. "We were shocked at the magnitude," said Cohen. The researchers found no such jumps in that threshold among workers who were paid hourly and hence would still be owed overtime. Nor did the pattern persist at that particular $455 threshold in states like New York and California, which have set higher overtime thresholds. To the researchers, it appeared that there was a systematic issue at play. Companies, it seemed, were often doling out fancy-sounding titles to salaried employees and then paying them just enough to legally shirk overtime rules. "We found widespread evidence of firms appearing to avoid paying overtime wages by exploiting a federal law," the researchers said in their paper, which was recently published as a working paper by the National Bureau of Economic Research. "On average, the strategy appears to save companies significant amounts of money and cost workers just as much. The researchers estimates that firms pocket 13.5% in overtime payments for each bullshit manager title they hand out." Why do we care? Well, two perspectives. Employees took titles rather than pay, or employers issued titles rather than pay. If an employee knew it was a choice, more pay or a title, which would they pick? Let's assume positive intent on the part of employers. With the new salary transparency movement occurring, this tactic will likely lose much of its effectiveness going forward. Regardless of the why or how of the situation, employers won't want to be caught with this reality in the future. This is less likely of concern for those in IT services, yet undoubtedly possible with some entry-level positions. Be forewarned. To reach MSPs, you know the quickest way to do so: advertising on this show. Our reach is 5,000 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there. And one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening today, National Cheese Lovers Day. Have a Gouda time. Be a bonus episode this weekend and one I missed on Monday. Back again with a news show on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.